Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council passed an ordinance that would increase estimated revenues and appropriations by $85,000 in the general fund for additional snow removal services. The biennial operating budget that was adopted in June 2021 includes $100,000 for FY22 snow removal services, but the amount spent for snow removal varies greatly from year to year, depending on the amount and timing of the snow events. City Manager Stephanie Queen says that FY22 has been one of the most expensive years in recent history for snow removal due to the frequency and timing of winter storms.
When we put this item in the packet a few weeks ago, we included a memo from our streets and maintenance manager, Mr. Sundberg. He looked at where we were at in terms of the trucks to haul the snow, the pit fees to store the snow, and projected that we would need an additional $85,000 for the remainder of this snow season. At the time, we had spent approximately $30,000 beyond that $100,000. As of today, it's somewhere closer to $50,000 or $60,000 beyond, which is not something we normally do. We don't normally spend beyond what's been previously appropriated by the council, but felt that by communicating this situation to you and getting the support to continue hauling and dealing with the snow as it arrived was the most important priority for us.
Queen says she felt that estimate was sufficient to get the city through the year.
And the one additional resource we have is the city's contingency fund. So should we need to, and that's actually a normal historical use of those contingency funds is for snow removal. In this case, we felt that we needed to request a specific appropriation. However, should this number not turn out to be right on target, we have our normal ability to utilize a small portion of those funds and would report back to the council if that was the case.
Sundberg wrote to the council that the city's historical average is well below the snowfall for 2021 into 2022. The ordinance unanimously passed. A Russian parliament member recently called for the return of Alaska to Russia, prompting a quick dismissal from Alaska politicians as well as others. The statement came as Russian President Vladimir Putin attempted to rewrite history in an attempt to explain away his war in Ukraine, but Russia hasn't seriously considered reclaiming Alaska since the territory was sold to the U.S. for $7.2 million in 1867, and Putin himself indicated in 2014 he had no interest in retaking Alaska. Still, on a Sunday news program in Russia, Parliament member Oleg Matveyev included Alaska in a list of demands in response to the war in Ukraine and the economic harm caused to the country by U.S. sanctions. Matveyev said in the interview, quote, "The harm these sanctions caused us cost money. Return of possessions, including possessions of the Russian Empire, Soviet Union, and even parts of Russia that are now occupied by the United States," unquote. Matveyev said, quote, "Recognizing Alaska, Fort Ross, and Antarctica. We actually discovered it, so it rightfully belongs to us," unquote. Historians point out that Russia's hold on Alaska wasn't very strong even before the territory was purchased by the U.S., according to ADN, and Russia was eager to get rid of the land in the 19th century as the Russian Empire faced economic downturn and struggled to defend the territory. Alaska and Fort Ross made up what was called Russian America. The largest number of Russians in the territory never exceeded 600 people, according to one historian and an emeritus professor of history at the University of Alaska Anchorage, who said that Alaska simply was too far away and too expensive to think of defending. An historian at the University of Memphis said this type of demand is brought up occasionally by Russian politicians because of its nationalist appeal rather than any rooting to reality. Similar comments have been made previously by Russian politicians during periods of Russian aggression.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.